now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Yes, I'm back. Thank you to Matt Searcher for covering for me last week. And again, we do this show every week, and many times something comes up that keeps me from being available to do it. And as much as I love being here, and I feel it's my baby to be here to interview and talk to our guests, sometimes it just can't happen. And having folks like Matt Searcher and Gloria Gross and Steve Brissetti that can jump in here and sit in this chair and host the show, I'm so appreciative and grateful to them. And they do a good job, because sometimes I'm in between meetings and I'm driving and I just happen to listen just to see if they're holding our standard, and they do it wonderfully. So again, big huge kudos and thank you to Matt Searcher for last week covering for me. And here we go. It is March, pushing on St. Patrick's Day. I was wearing my St. Patrick's Day blinking tiara into the studio today, and I think everybody was in awe of it, or they were just, aw, something's wrong with her. What are we going to do with her? And I said, well, it's until this weekend again, but a lot of things going on, and we're excited. The town of Prescott Valley, again, celebrating its 40th anniversary. Lots of things happening there. Big event coming up this next weekend, and then our great partners, Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, and then our Chamber Spotlight on Business, two new ones for you, Paper Trail and Fire Sure Protection. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, home of the 40th anniversary of the town of Prescott Valley. It's a Ruby celebration here on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Prescott peeps, it's happy birthday time for Prescott Brewing Company. 24 years on March 15th. And to celebrate our 24, it's 2 for $4 for you. Come say happy birthday and choose two of PBC's beers in 10-ounce glasses. Mix and match them how you like. Some specialty beers not included in this twofer, but you'll have lots of other choices. Pair your beers with a couple of sliders, either two pulled pork or two brisket for $4. And enjoy a piece of birthday cake on us. Prescott Brewing Company says thanks for supporting your local brewery for 24 years.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints, you look, and you win instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Play for lightning fast wins starting at just $1 with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And here we go. Joining me now is Hope Hooper, Special Events and Art Coordinator for the Town of Prescott Valley. Hi, Hope.
Hi, Marnie.
So last week, Matt Zurcher filled in for me, and he had your husband, Ben, as his guest. And I've got you this week.
Yeah.
Look at me. Because you work for the Parks and Recreation Department, which is the fun group of people.
A little bit more fun than economic development. No offense, Ben.
No, I'm just kidding. He's doing some great things, and we got a lot of great stuff going on in Prescott Valley. Every day is a new day over there. Mm-hmm. It's so totally exciting. But continuing with celebrating the town of Prescott Valley's 40th anniversary celebration, we're just doing a lot of things. We're incorporating the celebration into the things that we have been doing, mm-hmm. continuing the excellence that we do have in providing activities and events for our residents and community members in Prescott Valley. And extravaganza,
I love it,
is one of my favorites.
I know, I love it too. And last year was my first year for this event, and it is so much fun. I think it might be my favorite.
You survived
event.
It, so now you can embrace it.
Yeah, I survived it and enjoyed it.
Voila.
And I don't even have kids.
Well, don't let, you know, that scare you off.
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
Time and place.
It's fun for
everyone. Let's talk about it. It's the 15th annual.
Yeah, 15th annual extravaganza.
You know, you realize that the first kids that participated, maybe they start, what's the youngest you can play and participate?
For the egg hunts, we encourage 2 and up, although we don't staff anyone.
So those folks now are 17 years old
right. That
played in the first extravaganza and hunted eggs. That's just putting it into perspective, folks.
Pretty soon they'll be bringing their kids.
I know. And a lot of families in Prescott Valley do.
Right.
And that's what's neat to see.
Yeah. And it grows every year, and we're glad to see it.
Well,
and
let's talk about, when is it?
It's Saturday, March 24th. So it's coming up real quick, the weekend after this. And it starts at 9 a.m. and we'll run until 12 p.m. And then we start the egg hunts at about 12. So it might be about 12:15 by the time we get the egg hunts started, just so we can make sure that, you know, everybody has time to move from the face painting and the bounce houses and get over to the egg hunts in time.
So all that other fun stuff is before the extravaganza.
Yeah. From 9 to noon, we'll have Hero Party Rentals out, and they will be doing bounce houses. Oh, we love them. And the tickets for that, wristbands are available on site for just $10. So great deal for that. And your kids can play all day for that price. And then we'll also have the petting zoo, which is free. They'll open at 9:30. So be patient with us for that first half hour while they set up. And we'll have booths with art activities. The schools come in. We've got some great schools coming in this year to make some crafts with the kids, make and take items, and you can make donations to the schools to help fund their programs, which is nice. And then we'll also have live performances from different schools and, of course, Miss Sue.
We love Miss Sue's dancers.
We love Miss Sue.
I'm calling them. They're going to participate in Prescott Valley Days.
Oh, good.
In our youth entertainment, and I'm calling Miss Sue and her munchkins. Keeping with our Wizard of Oz theme for Prescott Valley Days. Yeah, for the 40th anniversary.
It.
But she is adorable.
We may have some visitors from the Wizard of Oz at Extravaganza. They might be there.
Link is loving this because she's going
to
be there with her kids, her girls.
And, of course, the bunny and Little Bo Peep.
Well, you gotta
we
have
love
a bunny.
The bunny.
Yeah. Here comes Peter. Never mind. So tell us about the eggs. What's inside the eggs? I always want to know. I've never been able to participate. They think I'm too big.
I don't think you would pass for a 10-year-old.
I'd run those kids over. No, I'm just teasing. Coming through. No, they're adorable. I'm scrambling for them. But what do you put in the eggs?
Well, all of the eggs
without giving any secrets.
Right. All of them have candy. So no matter what, you'll get something. And then for each age group, which we have 3 different age groups, that the older kids don't trample the little kids. And Each age group will have a first, second, and third place egg. Third place will be the smallest, and then we'll get a little bigger with second, and then we'll get a little bigger with first, and we do that every year. And
now,
then,
is the first place, is it like something you put in the egg, like a little note
we
like says,
do,
you are first place? Or
yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And if they find it, it's
yep.
kind of luck of the draw?
And then they get a giant egg filled with goodies. And then this year,
Luke's a kid.
You might have to send your kids out for you.
It's gonna happen.
And then take their prizes.
They'll share.
We cannot stop parents from stealing prizes once your kids have them. So
right,
just remember
you can't
that,
keep
parents.
Them out of the circle. Parents are not allowed
That's
in the
right,
egg circle.
Right. For the kids' safety.
Absolutely. Is there any charge for this event?
No. Other than if you want to get your face painted, if you want to buy some hot dogs from the Cub Scouts, or if you want to do bounce houses, then you're going to want to bring some cash with you. But otherwise, the event is free. Oh, and we have a special treat. One of our sponsors, Big O Tires, is doing a tire raffle. And $5 a ticket to win up to $500 set of tires.
Wow.
So that's how they're helping us this
we keep
year.
Waking Link up over there. Yeah. She's like, I'm
right?
on that.
Right?
So, and the proceeds for that?
They go back into funding our events, activities,
nice.
And all
Thank
of that
Thank you, Big O Tires.
Yeah. And we also have Learning Castle. We'll have Cornerstone Chiropractic out there, possibly a few more sponsors. So big thanks to those guys for making this possible. And we have another sponsor, Walmart, who is helping us to get special prize eggs to celebrate the 40th anniversary.
Oh, so there's something about the 40th anniversary
yeah.
that'll be happening in
so
the eggs.
We'll have an extra special egg in each hunt this year.
Sweet.
So. And you'll get to hear about those prizes at the event. We're not going to spoil that one.
Oh, okay. Okay, but again, that's luck of the find.
Yes.
You know, you're
yeah.
just randomly going to put a special mm-hmm. egg representing the 40th anniversary. Ooh, yes.
Will it be red?
It will look just like all the other eggs.
Oh.
And that way no one knows.
You want some cheaters there, Link? Send
the
girls
up. The game.
Yeah. So, again, this is Saturday, March the 24th, mm-hmm. so it's a week from this Saturday.
Yep. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then egg hunts start just a little bit after noon. Make sure you get there early so you can get as much time in the bounce houses, get your face painted, get some art activities in, and our Youth Art Month exhibit will still be up in the Civic Center. So stop into the Civic Center. You're going to stop in there for restrooms anyway. Might as well stop in and see the art on the first, third, and fourth floors. We have our winners there, so check those out. Good art from local youth.
Oh,
really,
I know it.
Some of it's really adorable. Some of it is just amazing. I mean,
the talent out there is incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really
Speaking
is.
Speaking from someone who can barely draw a straight line, you know, I just marvel at some of the work the young people do.
Right.
It's incredible.
And I did art through college, and I still am like, I don't think I could do that with some of these kids.
Wow.
They're amazing.
And that's free to view as long as the Civic
yeah.
Center's open,
mm-hmm.
so you can
yep.
just go and see the art
yeah.
for the
and
kids.
If you can't make it to Extravaganza, come see us. The building's open 9 to 5 throughout the week, and you can stop in and see it then.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Hey, so another question. Did I see you're going to have Movies Under the Stars again?
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah, I
we
saw
sure
some
are.
Dates, I think. I was asking you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the movies yet, but actually the dates to do. They have them then
yep.
on every Wednesday. Was it or Friday?
It's Friday.
Friday
so
night.
So it'll be Friday nights starting May 25th
right.
through the end
okay.
of June. We have a special treat on June 1st, which we'll be posting on our website. It may or may not be a drive-in movie, so
we woke her up
for
again.
That.
Reminds of your high school days, huh, Link?
Enough
enough about that.
And if you like The Wizard of Oz, that's going to be a can't miss one.
Fun.
And then we'll have a special movie at the end of the season as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll
it's always enjoyable. And it's so nice to see all the folks out there with their blankets and the kids that
yeah.
can run around and play out there in the grass and seeing the movies. And it's always packed. Really
oh,
good turnout.
Super packed.
Yeah.
And if you've never been, I highly recommend it. It's a free movie. You can bring your picnic, your whole family. They start at 7:45 p.m. about. Sometimes we have to push them back a little bit later because the sun's still out.
Right. You don't want to watch movies in the light.
No. Definitely not.
It's got to be dark. Got to be dark. But and the variety is such the family offerings of films.
Yeah, yeah. They're all G and PG, so it's appropriate to bring the family for all of them. But we try to mix it up a little too. Like last year we had Mrs. Doubtfire, so getting the parents something the parents will like right. too, making sure everybody can enjoy the movie.
Yes, and that's no charge too.
No charge.
So just watch the schedule. We post it on and put it in our chamber newsletter, mm-hmm. along with it also being on the town website.
Yeah.
PVAZ.net.
Yep.
So you can find out all the information and everything going on, plus the classes you're starting.
Yeah, we have.
Again, it's springtime, so all the new stuff is happening again, spring and mm-hmm. getting ready for the summer activities.
Well, and one of our classes, we have a traditional ways cooking class that just started, and one of our classes with her will be learning how to plant and grow your own vegetables. So she does some amazing classes too. She has a class about how to make bread and butter. She has canning classes, all kinds of really cool stuff that if you want to be more involved in your cooking and more responsible about your eating and kind of take a hands-on approach, they're good classes to take.
Nice.
And then we have kind of just fun stuff like line dancing. We have a crochet and knitting class now.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, and she does workshops too. So we're adding on to that all the time. So definitely check the website for that.
PVAZ.net, Parks and Recreation, mm-hmm. or you can call you at?
You can call us at 759-3090. That's the 928 area code.
And the 15th Annual Extravaganza and Family Arts Festival is Hope.
March 24th from 9 a.m. to noon, and egg hunts start a little bit after noon.
And so it's located where?
It's going to be at the Civic Center campus. That's 7501 East Civic Circle. Public library, police station, and the Civic Center all on that same little
that
area.
Beautiful green grass.
Yeah.
That beautiful lawn, just like a park.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us
thank
again.
You.
It's always fun in Parks and Recreation, the town of Prescott Valley, and it's always good to have you on the show. So thank you.
Thank
good
you,
to see
Marty.
You. All right.
You too.
Short break here. When we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com.
We did it again! Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clip Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clip Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Baby chicks have been a part of Americana for as long as I remember. These tiny little fluff balls have always been a sign of spring and were in every rural family's backyard. They grew up to lay fresh eggs and were great at keeping the garden pests down. Well, you can have a part of this great rural tradition. This is Steve Sishko with Olson's Four Healthy Animals. We have a great assortment of baby chicks and the know-how and accessories to keep them healthy once they head home with you. All you have to do is to come into any one of our five stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale and pick out your assortment. 5 months later, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be cooking the best eggs you've ever tasted. Go to Olson'sFamily.com to plan your purchase. Speaking of purchases, there's a way for you to see the wildly successful Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona's Dancing for the Stars in person without having to purchase a ticket. Just come into Olson's in Prescott or Chino, take a picture with a life-size cutout of a local celebrity dancer, and send it in on Instagram. You could win a pair of those coveted tickets. Details in the stores.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Karen Russell, Community Liaison with Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Hey, you know what, Karen?
What?
So this year, I am celebrating my 13th year in Woo! Prescott Valley with Prescott Valley Chamber. My anniversary is last month. But you know what? It's also your 13th year.
It is.
Because
yes.
I was here when they were building it. We both got here at the same time, and look at us, aged well.
And our facility has aged well. And you know, we just found out it's not quite official yet, but we're going to be putting out. So you get the hottest news Ooh. Off the press. I know, drum roll, please.
Yes.
But we are in the top 10% again this year. So
Yay.
That is,
Woo.
Yeah, so that's like 12 years in a row.
We expect nothing less anymore.
Yes. Well, and you're not eligible the first year, so we can't be.
So every year you've
perfect.
Been open then.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
So that's our latest and greatest exciting news.
Well, and we work with you, and we know, and what comes out of Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital is nothing but excellence in all areas, whether it's staffing, whether it's the activities that you also include, programming, and your leadership.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are rock stars.
Judy,
rock stars.
Our leader, Judy Baum, is just fantastic. And I think that trickles down to the entire facility. I think, you know, that leadership and the quality and how you run your facility and just your mindset, it just puts everybody in that facility, you know, kind of in the same way where we're all looking to get better. We can always improve, and we're only as good as our last patient outcome. So we're mm-hmm. constantly striving to get better.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. obviously it shows.
Yeah.
12 years. Congratulations.
Yeah. Pretty fantastic. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
it is. Well, we're talking about events, and you kind of also coordinate other things in addition to the hospital, but still support your mission.
Yes.
And you've got one coming up, and I love it. The bike rodeo.
I know this
Who
is.
Who thought of that?
I know. Me, actually, that was the, believe it or not, it was my, well, you know, didn't, most of us as kids, we did that in our schools where
yes.
you had a day, you brought your bike and you showed, the police officers that you knew, the arm signals for stop, mm-hmm. left, right, you know, you had to show that you knew bike safety, that you could manage your bike without falling over. Can you ride your bike and turn and look for traffic without falling over? So you had those, and I thought, you know, we wanted to do an event for March, which is National Brain Injury Awareness Month. And we did an event with the local Boys and Girls Clubs last year, mm-hmm. and so we wanted to do something on a little bit bigger scale. So we thought, well, let's put together this fun bike rodeo. So it's a free event, and we have the support of Bell once again. Last year, Bell donated helmets for the Boys and Girls Club, and this year they were fantastic. We have almost 70 helmets from Bell that they donated for
wow.
us to give out.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a couple of bikes that we're going to raffle off. How we're doing that is every child that goes to the different safety stations will get a little stamp on their card, and then that card will go into the raffle, and we're going to raffle off one boy's and one girl's bike.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we're hoping it's going to be a really fun event.
Oh, I can imagine. Tell us a little bit about what the safety stations include. What are the kids going to be doing?
Yeah, we're going to do, the first station is going to be bike inspection and bike fit. So you want to make sure that the bike fits correctly to your child's height. And then they're going to expect, you know, the brakes, the chain, they're going to expect the reflectors, you know, all the safety features of the bike. Then you'll go to the helmet station, and that is a really important station because we're looking at brain injury awareness and concussion prevention. We want to make sure that children and parents know how to appropriately fit a helmet,
mm-hmm.
Because a poorly fit helmet is useless. So it's really important that they are protecting the brain, especially the frontal lobe. I'm more aware of it now as I'm watching kids and people people out there riding bikes right now, and I'm just noticing most people don't have a helmet that really fits them appropriate. It's not coming low enough over their forehead, and that's one of the most important parts of the brain is protecting that frontal lobe. So we're going to assess that. And
that's usually if you kind of fall on your bike or you're pitched forward. That's where you're going to land.
That's typically,
right,
yes,
on the noggin.
Especially mountain bike riders, because usually you're clipped in, and so you can't get your feet off the pedals, and you hit something, a rock, tree limb, you're going forward.
Right.
And, yeah, you're going right into that front of your head and your forehead. So so we've got that station where kids can potentially get a new helmet there if they need one or want one. And then the safety stations, we're going to be doing safe stops and starts. We're going to be doing rock dodge, which is like a little obstacle course. And then we're going to do what's called the demon driveway. So So it's really going to be, we're going to create, simulate an environment where when a child pulls out of a driveway, are they looking right and left? Are they looking for cross traffic?
Yes.
And we're doing this with the support of the Prescott Valley Police Department. And they have these really awesome props for that particular thing where you've got bushes, but you've got trucks and cars that you can kind of basically hold on to. They're huge, and you hold on to them and move them, and you can, so you can simulate that cross traffic. Yeah,
wow.
So that's going to be, I think, really a lot of fun. So we've got four police officers that are going to be there. We have a fire truck that's going to be there, and three firefighters. We have a balloon artist. And the balloon artists, I don't know if you've ever seen them nowadays, but these are works of art. They're not where you think of the old clowns where you had the little dogs and they make octopuses and they make Spider-Man and they make Batman. And
they're amazing.
They are amazing. Yeah. And then we've got Jack Radio there for music, and some games and different interaction things and food. And so we're hoping it's going to be, we're hoping that everybody that goes to the wonderful Easter egg hunt, which is at the Civic Center right across the street from us, they can go do that and then come on over to the bike rodeo or vice versa.
Absolutely. You can do both. You can do both.
Yeah.
Because one's ends at 12 and the other one, you know, yours is from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is this limited to the participation in the rodeo to an age group of children?
We didn't focus on an age.
I mean, Link's got a bike.
Yeah. Well, and actually, some of our helmets are probably could fit adults as well. But we didn't put an age because it's really, you know, we want to keep it open to anybody that wants to come, all kids.
Right.
I think typically we'd probably get the 12 and 13 and under. You know, as you get older, I think you're probably a little too cool for that type of event.
You know, it's funny, in certain areas, like in cities, that are it happens, but in our rural areas, our kids didn't understand that's still the way they need to get around, and so it's more acceptable or accepting here, and something more common that we see in a rural area that kids still ride their bikes a little later until pretty close to being able to drive.
Yeah,
because that's the way they would get around.
It's true, and I think our environment here is just there's a lot of safety features because we are a very bike predominant community, lot of road cycling groups, a lot of mountain biking groups. So I think a lot of people, biking safety and just how we promote biking in the community is pretty high.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So this is part of your Brain Injury Awareness Month?
Yeah. So National Brain Injury Awareness Month is always runs in March.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're really trying to promote the last couple of years is concussion prevention. We don't want individuals out there saying, oh, it's just a concussion. Because
I have personal experience with a friend that's had a head injury, and it was significantly worse than they thought.
Yeah. Concussions are a brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think years ago, it was just because it doesn't show up on radiology, you know, oh, you've just had a concussion, and they send you on your merry way. And what happens with kids that get a concussion, it can alter or halt the brain development. So you might have certain developmental processes in your brain that you might actually just bypass or skip over. So sometimes the effects of a concussion when you're a child may not show up until later on in life. There might be personality issues. There might be memory issues, concentration issues that sometimes I think are missed with children, you know, especially because they're very active and they can probably cover it up pretty well, or they're less likely to talk about it. So, so we really want to promote that concussion prevention. and the importance of there's actually an organization called Impact that does impact concussion testing. So we do that as well with Impact, and it's to really bring kids in that are in any type of sports or activities that they might be a high risk for a concussion. And what they would do is they would come to us and get a baseline test.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you ever do have a concussion, you have that baseline then to look at and to see if you actually have any deficits, you know, if you get a subsequent concussion.
Right.
Yeah.
And some sports are more prone to concussions, too. Keep that in mind.
Yes. And even things that you don't even think about, you know, cheerleading is becoming more and more dangerous than when I was a kid.
Yes, they fly.
Yeah, they fly, and they're doing these mammoth-sized pyramids. People don't think about soccer as a high concussion sport, but it really is because of not only they tend to use their head as to hit the ball, but our speech therapist who's involved with our impact concussion testing, she got hit in the head. She got accidentally kicked in the head during soccer because, you know, they're going to kick the ball and the ball's in the air and, you know, they miss the ball and hit somebody's head. So, so you can imagine, that's quite a wallop. So, so there's actually a lot of activities that really for kids put them at high risk for concussion.
So as a parent, how do you mitigate that? How do you, you know, obviously kids will want to play sports, and how do you, you know, make sure that at least they're as safe as they can be?
I think no matter what sport you're in is just helmet, making sure that the helmet fits correctly. Work with your coaches on as much education as you can bring in. We will have some information on concussion and signs and symptoms to look for. We have a nice little handy card that you can fit in your wallet. So if your child is out playing sports, you've got that handy card to go, hey, these are, you got hit in the head. Even if they don't lose consciousness, go through some of these concussion testing and make sure that your child is okay.
Right.
But as much education as you can gather up about concussion prevention and signs and symptoms will really help out a lot.
Well, that's great, because I think a lot of people didn't associate the two, assuming, oh, you just a concussion, you know, you'll be fine, you know, and it could be, it'd be much more serious.
Yeah.
So, again, that and more. National Brain Injury Awareness Month, but you're hosting your free bike rodeo coming up on Saturday, the March 24th, from when?
From 10 to 2.
Do you need to pre-register or you can just show up?
No, just come on out. Come on out and have some fun.
Bring your own bike if you want it inspected.
Yes, bring your own bike, because to participate in the safety stations, you will need your bike. Bring your helmet if you have one, because that way we can assess whether that one fits or whether we need to give you a new one.
And the opportunity to win one of two bikes.
Exactly, exactly.
So some child can be riding home with a brand new bicycle.
I am, and I'm actually, well, I'm going to wait to buy the bikes because I want to make sure that whoever, exactly, people don't realize depending on your height, there's different size bikes.
Absolutely.
So as tempting as I really want to have a bike on display, I want to make sure that whatever we raffle off is going to be appropriate for that child.
Well, maybe you can borrow a bike to display.
I know. That's what I
and
just,
show, you know, you two could win a bike.
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect for you.
Perfect for you.
Karen Russell, community liaison, Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, always keeping ahead of it. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
For your consecutive year of the top 10%.
Thank you. Thank
Woo-hoo.
You. And thank you for having us on again. We really appreciate it.
We love having you. We love having you in the community. And anytime you've got something going on, you be sure to let us know.
I will.
Okay. Here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Prescott Valley residents will be getting an up-close and personal look at their police department. The Citizens Police Academy starts at 6 tonight.
The 11-week academy is an in-depth look at the mission, philosophy, and operations of the department and the extensive training that our officers receive before and throughout their service to our residents.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson gives some examples of the topics that will be covered.
Firearms training, special weapons and tactics, hostage negotiations, traffic and DUI enforcement, gang task force, volunteers in policing, and much more.
There's no charge to participate in the Citizen Police Academy, which concludes on May 22nd. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. The Prescott Valley Police Department's new animal control officer has hit the ground running.
On March 4th, animal control officer Tim Yogerst was on his first day of duty by himself when he responded to a call of a loose horse in the Mingus West subdivision. The horse had broken through a barbed wire fence and suffered a number of cuts to its chest and legs. Yogerst saw the horse heading toward 89A, so he made a makeshift lasso out of three dog leashes. He lassoed the animal and got it to stop right before it entered the roadway. Yogerst was able to take it back to where it had broken through and fix the fence. The following day, he responded to the Pronghorn Ranch subdivision, where three of the bulls from the Fane Ranch had broken out of a fence. Yogerst opened up a portion of the fence with a Leatherman tool and was able to corral all four bulls back into the fenced area. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight. Showers blow in tomorrow and Thursday. I expect an overnight low of 45 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 46 on Thursday. 49 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 69 and a high on Thursday of 54. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey, Prescott peeps, it's happy birthday time for Prescott Brewing Company. 24 years on March 15th. And to celebrate our 24, it's 2 for $4 for you. Come say happy birthday and choose two of PBC's beers in 10-ounce glasses. Mix and match them how you like. Some specialty beers not included in this twofer, but you'll have lots of other choices. Pair your beers with a couple of sliders, either two pulled pork or two brisket for $4. And enjoy a piece of birthday cake on us. Prescott Brewing Company says thanks for supporting your local brewery for 24 years.
The colors of spring are bursting at Waters 56 Spring Open House.
Talk directly to our farmers as they show off the newest flowers, brightest evergreens, and this year's newest bloomers.
Friday, we have free shamrocks with the purchase of evergreen trees.
Saturday and Sunday, it's impromptu garden classes, sidewalk art, cornhole contest, and drawings.
Join the garden fun at Waters Garden Center's 56 Spring Open House Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 16th through 18th.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
The Prescott Center for the Arts celebrates its 48th season and second annual fundraising gala on March 24th with an afternoon of music and entertainment with delectable hors d'oeuvres provided by our own Ritz Girls. Blaine Long from Blake Shelton's team on The Voice and Drew Hall with other favorite local artists provide the entertainment. Explore our silent auction, then join us for the live auction for our big ticket items. To buy your tickets for our March 24th gala, visit our website at pca-az.net.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. It is time for Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me first is Vicki Bell. She's the owner of Paper Trail. Welcome, Vicki. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you. So let's talk a little bit, or a lot, as time will allow, about your business. It's all you.
Well, I am the owner of Paper Trail Legal Document Preparation. I grew up here in the Prescott area, graduated from Bradshaw.
Go Bears!
Yeah! Went to college at Yavapai College. Their paralegal program is awesome.
Oh, we love our Yavapai College. Thank you for putting a plug in for them.
Yes, they're amazing. I've decided I wanted to stay here in the area and be involved locally. I worked for a couple of local law firms before becoming certified through the Supreme Court as a legal document preparer, which mm-hmm. is actually separate from being a paralegal.
Right, right.
So that I could do this on my own.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what exactly you do.
I do wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. I focus on estate planning. And the thing that's a little unique about my business is I do house calls.
Wow. Yes, that is unique about anybody. Let me go back to it. So you help a client prepare their will or documents?
I do.
So being certified through the Supreme Court then makes that you able to do that. I mean, because then you don't need an attorney.
Right, right. I can't give legal advice and I can't show up in court for you. But otherwise, I can put your documents together.
So if you have your wishes ready that you
exactly.
know what you want to do, they can meet with you and then you would prepare the documents and... Done deal.
Exactly. Exactly. Most people
sometimes
do.
Sometimes people think it's so complicated.
No, and a lot of times meeting at your house makes it even easier because you have all of your old documents there. You have all of your information.
That's true.
Yeah.
That shoebox full of things that you need to have, mm-hmm. your important records. Right.
And
do you ever see that?
Yes. Yes. People literally pull out a shoebox. Yes. And, you know,
I know it's in here somewhere, my birth certificate or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think people put off putting together these documents because they think it's going to be a scary process.
Right.
They think, you know, you're going to ask a lot of questions that I don't have the answers to. How am I going to decide what to do? And I think meeting with people in the privacy of their own home where they're comfortable, they come to realize that it's a really simple thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a lot of peace of mind just knowing that this is taken care of.
And those documents that prepare, do they need to be filed with the court? Do you do that?
No, they don't need to be filed with
the
court. No. If you have a will, if you have a power of attorney, the two powers of attorney, the financial and the medical, those take effect while you're still alive. So you just give them to your agent. They have them. If something happens to you and you become incapacitated, they just whip out the power of attorney and they can step in and take care of things for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a lot simpler than many people would think.
Yeah, you don't have to go file them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea to have your medical power of attorney on file at the hospital case you're brought in there.
In fact, everybody asks if you have one. It's like,
yes.
I'm young. Do I need one? They say, well,
yes.
I don't know. It's good to have one on file, you know.
It's one of those things you don't think about needing until something happens and you
need
one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just like we were talking with Karen, you know, you fall over the front of your bike and you have a concussion and a brain injury and then you're in trouble, right? Well, I thought I'd pull it all together, you know, the
That's
whole show.
That's a really good analogy because
you
don't think, oh, well, I need to go out and get a helmet. Something is going to happen to me. You don't think that.
Right,
but
right.
But once something happens, you're darn glad you have that helmet on.
And the same with the power of attorney.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you make house calls.
Do
you work out of your home and then you really
actually make more house calls than working out of an office?
I do have an office downtown on Union Street, 100 East Union Street, right in front of the courthouse. I do most of my work from my home, however, which gives me more time to spend with my little one-year-old boy.
Well, of course. Link's smiling again. Ooh. You know, there's just little things that tickle her. Okay, well, Vicki, tell us how to get a hold of you. Because I'm thinking right now, I do not have a power of attorney, and I do not have either one a medical power of attorney, and I really think I need to get that done. So, you know, I know where to find you. But tell everybody else where they can find you.
Well, I can make this very easy for you. My phone number is 928-533-3221. My website is azpapertrail.com. Or you can email me at Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Halleck, H-A-L-L-E-C-K, at hotmail.com.
And that's... simple as that. You can get some of those things you've been putting off, thinking it's too complicated and it's too hard and will be probably too expensive. And I'm sure working with you, it's a little bit different. Do you still bill on an hourly rate, though, or
no,
is it by project?
No, I bill by the project,
okay.
And it is pretty reasonable.
There you go. So don't put this off, none of you. Nobody should put those kinds of things on. We have Vicki right here that's going to take care of you. So thank you, Vicki. I'm so glad you're on the show, especially I got to interview you because that's been something I've been thinking about for a while. Anyway,
thank you for the opportunity.
Glad to have you here. Jump over here, Kevin Hancock, manager for Fire Sure Protection. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm good. I'm glad to have you. So let's talk about Fire Sure Protection.
We do all forms of fire protection, fire extinguishers, fire alarms, fire sprinklers, fire pumps. Basically anything that has to do with fire. We do installs, residential and commercial. Kitchen hoods, the fire suppression systems in restaurants,
okay.
Things like that. We take care of those, and the extinguishers in restaurants, things like that. We refurbished extinguishers. We do the hydros and the six-year internal inspections on extinguishers. That's kind of the biggest thing that we're doing at the moment. We do have local accounts here. We've been in business for about 10 years now. And we just opened an office in Prescott Valley about 6 months ago, just off Florentine. And we're just kind of real excited about getting this going up here and getting the company going.
How important is it for an office, just a regular office, no fancy, no fire, like a restaurant would have a certain set of circumstances that you would have more prone to fire. But how important it is for just like an office, let's say like the Chamber of Commerce, to have a fire extinguisher?
That's really important, actually. And people in their house, just in your kitchen, just to have one underneath the kitchen counter, too, just to have a fire extinguisher, because you just never know when a little fire might break out. And if you had that fire extinguisher, you could kind of capture the fire and stop it at that moment instead of having it get into a larger fire where now your house is burning down or your office is burning down or something.
Right.
A lot of fires happen in waste baskets. People just throw something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, not necessarily offices, but in warehouses, certain chemicals people don't know about. Somebody threw something in there and another different type of chemical gets thrown in there and the reaction causes the smoldering and fire to start. So, and you can use an extinguisher to put those fires out, you know.
Now, when you sell them, let's say we purchase one from you, do you come and do the inspections? Because I know they have to be inspected on a regular basis.
Annual basis, yes.
They kind of foof out.
Yes, yeah, annual basis. What we do is on an annual basis, we fluff the powder up, because that's where sometimes the powder, you don't want it to cake in there. And the inspection is like the six-year internal, that's to make sure nothing's caking inside the extinguisher and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right.
But yeah, we come do the annual inspections. You go on our calendar, so the following year we'd be calling you up that month.
Because that's something people get. They'll buy it, they'll forget about it, and
right,
then, you
right.
know, and then they say when they time to use it, it's like, wow, this expired, you know, 3 years ago, and I just didn't think to check it because that's
actually,
just not on the priority list.
We sell metalhead fire extinguishers, so actually, as long as they keep going through their inspections, their six-year and their hydros and everything, they'll last for a very long time. So they can be refilled and be inspected annually. Yeah, they don't really go bad necessarily.
Now, you're saying also the fire sprinkler?
Yes.
You install those too?
Yes, yes. We inspect those and install those also.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple of residential houses we're doing here, right here in Prescott Valley.
Oh, people do it in their residential home. I mean, I know about smoke detectors, but I never have seen one that actually had fire sprinklers.
Yeah, we're actually retrofitting our
house
here.
I know Vicki doesn't either. She's looking at me too like she's never heard of it either. You know, we all have them in office buildings and public places,
right.
though. Yeah. And how often do those need to be inspected?
Annually. Residential, you should have it inspected annually like you do a commercial, but commercial systems are always annual, an annual inspection on them.
So all things fire safety.
Yes.
You take care of.
Yep.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website. We have www.firesure.com. My email is kevin@firesure.com. And we have an office just off 9386 East Florentine Road. And we're typically there 7 to 4 most of the time. And
we might have to come over and check our fire extinguishers in the chamber. I might have to get a couple of new ones for the home because I think they haven't been looked at in a while.
We also do have an office down in Phoenix, too. So
I'm not going there. I'm going to come see you on Florentine.
Right.
I'm going to visit my homie right there in Prescott Valley. So there you go. We'll come over there and take a look because I think all of us need to check those in our home. We're so indoctrinated. We know to check our smoke alarms, smoke detectors. I mean, every year, but whether it's, you know, the first day of January or whatever, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, check them. And it's an annual thing, and we know that.
Right.
But that's something we don't check is our fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
So maybe that should be the same plan. You check.
Exactly.
You change the batteries. You automatically.
Fluff the powder in your extinguisher. Turn it upside down and fluff it up and put it back underneath the counter.
I'd be afraid to shake that thing. I'd probably do something wrong and wind up with white stuff all over me. How to get a hold of you one more time, Kevin?
I can reach the email at kevin@firesure.com or at the office. Our phone number is 928-636-1491.
And again, your website?
Website is www.firesure.com.
Again, two wonderful ways to protect you. Protect your peace of mind with Vicki and your paper trail, your power of attorneys and your wills and those kinds of things that, you know, that's out there. And then your immediate right now at your fire safety. So again, it's all about protecting yourself here.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that in two different aspects. So
yep.
Kevin Hancock, manager, Firesure Protection, Vicki Bell. It has Bell. Is that Bell too?
Vicki Bell.
Okay, at Paper Trail. Thank you for both of joining us on Chamber Spotlight on Business. We love our chamber members. Thank you very much.
All
right, short break here. When we come back, we're going to close out this wonderful show here in March as we fast-track towards the first day of spring here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. Four lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or four dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As we're talking about springtime and it's spring break for all of our schools when they come back. It is the final semester of school. One of the things we're pleased to offer at the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce is scholarships to graduating seniors in Prescott Valley schools, or if there's a graduating senior that lives in Prescott Valley but perhaps attends high school at one of the other schools, it doesn't matter. And it's a way of us being able to support our community members and our young people as they further their education. And so we have at this point, and I have it from my ambassadors, because they kind of raise the money through our mixer, you know, raffles and the fun things that they do, that right now we have three $1,000 scholarships that we'll be offering, and they are pushing with a little bit of a timeline left to make it four, which would be very exciting. Last year we were able, for the first time through their efforts, to offer three scholarships that we awarded our local graduating seniors. So hopefully, definitely this time it's three, because we're there. They're pushing for four, so again, we're looking forward to it. Scholarship applications are available on our website, pbchamber.org, or you can call the chamber at 772-8857. What we're looking for when we have our scholarships is those that are continuing their education. They have done well in school, but not to the top of the class necessarily. But, you know, sometimes people are faced with circumstances that make their 4 years in high school not the easiest to get through, and yet they've accomplished it, and they are graduating, and so they're worthy of recognition. It might not, they're that middle group that might fall between the tracks, not the highest achieving, and yet not the one that might be eligible for other funding and sources of revenue. So this is our opportunity to recognize those, as I call them, middle of the pack kids that have gone through it and have made it. They're graduating. They're going on to further their education, and we give them the opportunity to give them a little leg up with offering a $1,000 scholarship. So our scholarship committee is made up of one of our ambassadors, because they love to take this job on, one of our general business members, and then a member of our chairman of the board, a member of our board of directors, Frank Almendarez, who's been our chairman of our scholarship committee for many years. And then we actually present at our local schools award ceremonies if they have them. If not, we make sure that they get a certificate and a letter congratulating them for their award. So we are taking those now. Deadline for submissions is April the 13th, and I'm saying it now because that's just about a month away. And we want to make sure that if you're looking for scholarships to help continue your education, this is a place to go. And I will also let you know that the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club has scholarships that they are also offering. PV Lions, just call me, 772-8857, because I have that information on them too, and they offer it. And they're looking at those students that are still doing good, but that are also involved in community service and serving the community. And then Prescott Area Young Professionals also offers a scholarship to a graduating senior at Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears! And so, again, opportunities all over for kids that are graduating. And you're looking at the graduation. It's coming up. So this is the time to get those applications in. So give me a call to Chamber, 772-8857. We want to help you out as you continue on to further your education. One of the things we do here to support our community at the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce and on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals.
The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.